morning.
Good morning.
How are you all this morning?
Awake.
You're awake. That's a fine and beautiful thing. So, our first lesson from this morning is from the book of Genesis. And it talks about Adam and Eve hanging out in the garden, a wonderful story. Can you think of anything else? What happens at the very beginning of Genesis?
Let there be light.
In the beginning.
God created the world in 7 days, but in 6 days he sent the rest.
Oh, you guys have been reading your Bible. That's really good. One of the kids earlier this morning said, I don't know, I've only read Luke. It's fine, but
in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without
form and void,
and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And God said, let there be light.
And there was
light. This was good.
Everything was good. And then
God saw the
seas, and God separated the seas from the light, and the light, I'm sorry, the light from the
darkness, and the
darkness he called, and light he called,
and then he separated the waters from the waters, and the he called those the
seas.
And then the land he called
the land.
Very good.
The earth, the land.
I may have given you a hint about that. Yes! And it became land, and God saw that it was
okay.
It's a little good.
Slightly average. Yes. And then God created
plants
and all. Found this about this.
It's a plant.
Now, what is the? There's a couple things that a plant really, really needs that God gave in creation. Can you think of one of those things?
Earth.
Sun is one of those things. Actually, Larry's not here. You don't need earth.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't, because you can grow these hydroponically.
Seaweed.
Talk to Larry. He'll tell you all about it.
Light
is one of the things you cannot, without light, this cannot be what it was meant to be.
Something to put it on.
It's the sun. So the sun is what I want to talk about. Without light, without that thing that God made in creation, this cannot be what it was supposed to be. Without God's light, we cannot be who we were meant to be. So can this be a rabbit?
No, probably.
Probably, I don't know.
It got to be near.
No, we are not
talking the alternative universe of comic books. In the real world where the rest of us live, can this be a rabbit?
If yes. God made it.
No.
Well, technically it can. If a rabbit eats it, it makes more rabbit. But can it be a pony?
Even a pony eats it.
Can this be a pony? I don't think so. Yeah. She says, yeah, in my world. Well, here's the deal. This can only be what God made it to be. And I think that we can only be who God makes us to be. In the first lesson, in the lesson from Genesis, Adam and Eve forget who they are made to be God's children, to have light and love and hope and that God gives us, they kind of forget that, and they stop being who God intended them to be. God will continue to make us who we are meant to be. With light, you probably would grow hydroponically without any problem. All of you all have grown so much. Light and love and hope and a group of people around you who love you and take care of you. God has given us all of those things so that you can grow up to be who you are, and you can grow up to be who you are. And that's God's gift to us. That we, like this plant, will grow up to be who we are meant to be. Let's pray together. Gracious, we give you thanks for light and love, and grandparents, for friends, and the people who take care of us, so that we too can grow to be the people that you have made. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You can go back to your places.